Hey everyone, hope you're having a good Friday here. I'm CJ Baumgartner with Hubbard Radio Wadena here to bring you a special interview. We got a great guest on hand. It is Twins play-by-play legend Dick Bramer, also a Staples legend as well. He's in town this weekend. With him being here, he wanted to sit down and chat with us, and we of course jumped on the opportunity. Here's a little bit of what that sounded like. Twins play-by-play announcer Dick Bramer joining us. How's it going today?
It's going fine. I'm really looking forward to the event coming up tomorrow at Pine Grove Park in Staples, and it'll be a great opportunity to hopefully see some people I haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, and just mentioned it there, but just what brings you into town here this weekend?
Well, we've got a lake place in the area. I still have a lot of friends and contacts in the Staples area. And tomorrow at Pine Grove Park, we're going to have a combination book signing fundraiser for the athletic department of Staples. Motley wrote a book about 2 years ago, year and a half ago, I guess it was released, called Game Used. And we were hoping to have book signings shortly after the book was released, but we weren't able to do that because of the pandemic. And now we're hopefully going to get some books signed and hopefully raise some money for the athletic department at Staples Motley. Looking forward to it at Pine Grove Park tomorrow, Saturday, at from 1 to 4.
All right. And, you know, just for those who don't know, just talk about what your connection is to Staples and just talk about kind of your background and what led you to getting to being one of the voices of the Twins.
Well, we moved to Staples in 1971, and I was a freshman in high school and actually played baseball for Staples. It was just Staples back then, before I ever went to school in high school. We lived there. I graduated in 1974. My parents continued to live there for several years, but we never really left the area because about the time my parents left the Staples area, I started working in the Twin Cities. I just completed my 38th year doing Twins games, followed the Twins when they first arrived back in 1961. I'm old enough to have vague memories of their very first games, never imagining, of course, that I'd be making my career announcing their games. And one other footnote, it's good to have my name again on KWAD, because that was the station that carried my basketball games when I was in high school at Staples in the early to mid 70s. So I'm no stranger at all to the airwaves of KWAD. I even remember the play-by-play guy's name was Lynn Thornton. And I always thought he had a pretty good job because he got paid to go to games. And again, never imagining that that would be my career path as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure if we dig up in the archives, do you think we'd find some highlights for you there?
Probably not, because I think I only averaged about 6 points a game my senior year. So I wasn't a really good basketball player, so there was nothing highlight-worthy. The year before, and I hardly played at all my junior year, but the year before the team actually won the district championship and went on and went to the regionals and lost to Mark Olberding and Melrose. So the team I was on or played a lot on in 1974, I think we won about half our games and finished third in our district. So you probably won't find any highlights.
All right. Well, do you have any, obviously you mentioned some of your playing days, but do you have any other memories from Staples High, sports or just any kind of thing, or just what's the biggest thing you remember from Staples?
Well, it was so different from the school that I went to in Fulton, Missouri, which is where we moved from. But my biggest memory was how glad I was to be back in Minnesota. I felt a little misplaced, if you will, in Missouri. I grew up in a small town in western Minnesota, and because of the Twins and the Vikings and my hobbies, hunting and fishing, I just really was excited to get back to Minnesota. And except for a three-year stint in the early stages of my career in Iowa, I've been a Minnesota resident throughout. And I think I hope anyway that the TV viewers who watch Twins games understand that I'm one of them. I'm a Minnesotan through and through, and certainly that includes the time I spent in Staples in high school in the early 70s.
All right, moving on to some of your time with the Twins, obviously, had some pretty, you've seen some, a lot of great moments and had a lot of great calls throughout the years. What's your favorite call so far, maybe one of your favorite memories throughout your years of doing Twins baseball?
Well, I started with the Twins in 1983, so I was around when the Twins won the World Series in 1987 and 1991. But I think viewers, listeners understand that TV broadcasters don't work the postseasons. And it used to be that the local announcers would be a part of the national TV crew. That's not been the case for quite some time. So I've not done one inning of postseason play. So I go back to the last home game of 1987. Twins hadn't been in the playoffs since before I moved to Staples in 1970. And in the last home game of the 1987 season, the Twins clinched a tie for the American League West championship, and I did that game, and that stands out because I haven't been able to do postseason games, but because of the way the game was played and what happened after the game was played. The Twins clinched the next day in Texas the division title. They beat the Tigers. They beat the Cardinals in the World Series. So that game probably is the biggest game that I've ever broadcast.
And, you know, just with your time in Twins baseball, obviously, you probably have had all the people you've interacted with just in Twins and baseball. Just what have been some of your favorite stories, if you can share one quick, just about through your years of doing that?
Well, I very early on in my second year of broadcasting with the Twins in 1984, they told me that Harmon Killebrew would be my broadcast partner, and I couldn't believe it because as a little kid, you know, Harmon was the guy. He represented the Minnesota Twins with the home run titles and you know, his Hall of Fame career. And now here I was going to be his broadcast partner, and that kind of set the stage for what would follow with the likes of being with Bert Blylevin, Justin Morneau now, just great Twins icons that have meant so much to Twins history, and I've gotten a chance to work with so many of them. But when we started working with the Hall of Famer, who would be inducted into the Hall of Fame later that year in 1984, that kind of set the stage for what would be a real thrill for me to be able to work with all those great former Twins.
All right, and for I know you come to Staples when you can, Staples Motley, talk to the students there, but for here on the airwaves, what advice would you give to students, to young people, as they whether they're going into broadcasting or just in general, what's your biggest life advice to them?
Be patient, I guess. The business I'm in is very competitive, and it's changed an awful lot over the years. But you've got to be able to withstand the fact that you're not going to be making much money early on, and that's probably true in any industry. Be patient. Be focused. Don't let things derail you. And there's certainly more opportunities to get derailed now than there was when I was emerging into my career. Obviously, do your best in school. That's a key part of it, you know, to discipline yourself, to be able to stay focused and all that. It's a very competitive world, and it's so different now than it was when I was in my early 20s trying to, you know, get my first job. I was very, very fortunate to get my very first sports broadcasting job in 1978 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And then, as I've told my kids as they've grown up, just keep your sails up and see where the wind takes you, because the wind can take you to wonderful places.
All right, and last question here for you. Talked about it a little bit already, but you're in town tomorrow at Pine Grove Park. Just talk a little about that, where people can check that out, and I think we should be good to go.
Yeah, we'll have some books for sale, but If people already have the books and simply want them signed, that would be fine. I really enjoy meeting people who have already read the book and get their thoughts on the book. It was a fun project to work on. Never imagined in the world that I would ever be writing a book, but my time in Staples is covered in the book. It's kind of a love story, I guess, between me and the Minnesota Twins. First, from my vantage point as a fan, a little boy growing up following the Twins devoutly in their early years to being their broadcaster now for nearly 40 years. So I'm hopeful we'll have a good turnout tomorrow. The objective here is to raise some money. I'm donating proceeds from the book to the Staples Motley Athletic Department. Again, this is at Pine Grove Park from 1 to 4, where I actually played baseball back when I was in high school. So it'll bring back a lot of good memories being there. Might bring back a few bad ones, too, because of that short fence in right field. But the objective here is to raise some money and get reacquainted with some people that over the years I've lost touch with.
All right, well, there you go. Author, Twins play-by-play man, Dick Bramer. Thank you so much for joining us here today, and hope everybody can go out to Pine Grove Park tomorrow and see you in person.
CJ, thank you very much. It's always fun to get back to Staples, and again, at Pine Grove Park, a lot of great memories there. So we'll hope to create some new ones tomorrow afternoon.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, CJ.